Question was, could I point to historical organizations that, in my opinion, have been effective? Okay. And in varying ways. Obviously, none of them have been effective enough because we're still in this country, okay? But in slices and in moments from which we can learn both what it is they did right and what it was that was done wrong, and defects in the broader base of support is a big one there, and that needs to be owned. Okay, we have critiques of an organization that was created right here in Oakland, California, called the Black Panther Party. Okay? The Black Panther Party accomplished some amazing things in a three-year period of time. All right? And as a result of the amazing things it accomplished, it was targeted, seriously targeted for elimination by the federal government. And all of a sudden, you heard this wild, it was like birds chirping out there in a forest, thousands of them all singing a different tune, you know, all the excuses and prevarications and critiques of the Black Panthers and what was wrong with their practice and how they weren't representative and how they were macho and that's why we can't support them. In other words, distance ourselves, isolate them, and let the feds eat them alive. I could accuse the movement that got put so back of my day. This isn't even contemporary. This is when I was on the so-called cutting edge and young and all of that, of gross cowardice. This isn't even faulty analysis. This is contriving an analysis to cover your cowardice, is what that came down to on a mass scale. And that's glorified at this point. There's only now beginning to be some serious reconsideration, rehabilitation of Black Panther Party, which actually achieved something, as opposed to all those chatterers out there who were creating propaganda for the state to discredit the party, to excuse their running off and staying safe from it. Okay, who never did a damn thing, went nowhere. That's one. American Indian Movement was one. Period of Wounded Knee. Hell, half this country seriously believed Indians were extinct right along with the buffalo. American Indian Movement put American Indians back in the American framework of consciousness, big time. Major accomplishment. Could go back to the industrial workers of the world, take a completely different kind of example. You got an actual labor movement, union, radical politics that is bent upon abolition of the existent system that had over 1 million members done in by the labor movement in concert with the feds. There have been examples that we could pull from. I could go on. Black Liberation Army in a different way still. FALN. Macheteros. There's examples. Thing is, those that were successful in defining their terms were primarily armed formations. And in that sense, self-defeating, okay, because in prematurely perhaps adopting an armed cant. They cut themselves off in a mass movement that was not prepared or refusing of the consciousness that was required to give the fish a sea in which to swim. Now, basically, each one of these organizations was destroyed by the refusal of the broader movement to support it. And by that, I don't mean participating in its armed actions, but by refusing it the kind of support that would allow it to survive. Sanctuary, for example. Propaganda that would justify and explain what it is that they were engaged in so that the broader body politic would understand it. Things like that. Things like that. So you hand them over to Ted Koppel and wonder why nobody could understand what it is they were trying to do or say. Yeah.